I pray you understand my accent. Ezekiel. Yes, you American, you speak funny. God forgive you. All right. Okay. Chapter 47, I'll read a couple of verses, and then I'll go to Hebrews chapter 11. I'll pick verse 24 to around verse 28. Then I'll start to teach. Ezekiel, chapter 47. 4:7. From verse 1. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was flowing from the southeast. Other man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand. He measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off 1,000 and led me through the water that was to the west. He measured off 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and it goes down into the Araba, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, which is the Dead Sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be larger number of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. That river is dangerous, and that river is Jesus." Hallelujah. That river could be Jesus, the living water, could be the Holy Spirit. Fishermen will stand along the shore from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kind. No wonder united. We are better together. Many kinds. Like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kind will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruits will serve for food, and their leaves for healing. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 24. Chapter 11, Hebrews verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. Tell you that man decided to live above and beyond. He decided, I'm going to read verse 26 again. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for this season where you are calling upon each one of us to rise up, to go into a new level of above and beyond, so we can walk in the supernatural. We can walk in the extraordinaries. We should leave the mediocre levels and go to a new level of above and beyond. Forgive our contentment to the lower level. Some of us, when we reach the good, we thought good is enough, and we forgot there is a better. Some of us, when we came to better, we forgot that there is a best. Therefore, forgive us for being contented at the good, and we forget that there is a better level, there is a best level. I thank you, Holy Spirit, you inspired the people to write these scriptures. I pray, give us illumination, give us understanding, to understand what the Holy Spirit and what God is calling each one of us to become. Whatever I plan to teach as a man, I lay to the altar, I ask you to come and teach us. In Jesus' name, and everyone who said, amen. Amen. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. If you don't grow up, you remain where you are. But God is a God of season. We've just been in the fall. Fall is going. We are now in winter. I don't care how much you want or you'll desire fall. Fall is gone. I don't care how much you love summer. Summer is gone. Winter has come. And you better enjoy winter. Whether you are from Africa, you are now here. Enjoy winter. Grow up. Forget summer. Forget fall. It's now winter. And time is going to come. Winter will be over. It will be spring. God is a God of seasons. And many of us, we don't want to change. But when you are led by the Holy Spirit, you know when it is time to move. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament, when the cloud moved, they moved. Why did they have to move when the cloud moved? Because the cloud covered them as umbrella from the heat. And when they moved with the presence of God. There was protection. There was provision. There was guidance. Because the cloud guided them, protected them. Provision was there. Hallelujah. So now God is calling us to rise up and move where we have never moved before. And do what we have never done before. How much of God do you want? God is like the great waters, the great lakes, great oceans. How much do you want? We just read from Ezekiel chapter 47. There was a river flowing from the altar. Hallelujah. River was flowing from the altar. There is a river of life flowing out of me. Jesus said, those who believe in him, out of their bosom will flow rivers of living water. God is expecting us. We are full of the living water. That's why wherever we go, there is healing. There's salvation. There's transformation. When we went to this tribe, the Kalamojong, there's healing, salvation, transformation. They no longer kill. They love each other. They're changed. So, the first 1,000 cubits, river was in the ankles. Do you know that many of us in the church, we are contented with the anointing ending here at the ankle? Oh, I am born again, full of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Ankle level. Right here. Up to the ankle. I'm anointed. World changer. You can't change the world when you have anointing ankle level. It's time to move up. Above and beyond. There's more level than ankle level. What are you doing excited about ankle level? What are all these other levels for? You can't change the world with anointing of ankle level. Go deeper, say amen. Go deeper. The Bible says he measured another 1,000 towards the knee level. Yeah. What are you doing in ankle level when there is a knee level? Rise up above and beyond. There's more levels to go to. There's more level for us. God does not dwell only in ankle level. So he measured another 1,000 and he took me and was waist level. And then he measured another 1,000. It was a swimming level. Now, it's good to swim in the presence of God. It's good to swim in the river. That's what level God wants for each one of us. Say amen. Amen. Be filled and overflow. You know, you can't serve God with only the ankle level. We serve God out of our overflow. You got that? Many people resign and quit ministry because they have half-half. And then they can't serve, and the people they serve drain them, and the minister become empty. So if you are going to be used of God, keep yourself overflowing. So that you serve the people out of the overflow. Hallelujah. Out of your overflow. And you're always overflowing, overflowing, overflowing. That's living above and beyond. Overflowing. Why do pastors and ministers quit every Monday? Because they serve from just the smallest level they have. There's another lesson which I'm not going to teach tonight, but I teach it. Ankle level, the way you walk with God. If you walk unworthy, you'll never live above and beyond. Knee level, prayer. If you can't pray, you'll never be able to go above and beyond. Waist level. If you can't control this waist, you'll never live above and beyond. Many men and women of God have been pulled down. Churches are closing down because their leaders cannot control the waist. You know what I mean. Hallelujah. And then there is a new level where you overflow. That's why if we are to live above and beyond, we must live in the overflow. swimming, swimming, swimming. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage each one of you during this conference. Hunger and thirst to go above. Some of us have been contented with ankle level. I'm okay. Knee level, waist level. But the word of God came and said, the season we are in is to go above and beyond. God is calling you. God is calling us. God is not calling the people who are up here. He's calling the church. He's calling the church, the believers. The Bible says, these signs shall follow the believers, not the apostles, not the pastors, not the bishops. The believers. We are believers. Hallelujah. These titles, they define what you are doing. But they are not the anointing. Hallelujah. Say, I am anointed. I'm dangerous. Hallelujah. You are anointed and you are dangerous. It's your season to rise up and go to another level, above and beyond. That's where we belong. And the Rhema word came and said, it's time to go above and beyond. Don't remain behind. God has been calling people generation to generation. I read scriptures from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. You know the story how the Jews ended up in Egypt. I'll not go there in the details. I'm just going to where the Holy Spirit wants us to go now. But the time came, and it was time for Moses to live above and beyond. Moses was born by a slave mother, a slave father, in bondage. They owned nothing. They were working as slaves. They owned nothing. When you read Acts of Apostles chapter 7, from verse 20, talks about when Moses was born. He was no ordinary child. He was no ordinary. He was extraordinary. He was not a natural. He was a supernatural. He did not belong there. He belonged among the above and beyond. His mother didn't know what she carried. The father didn't know what he produced. God knew what Moses was. God knows who you are. And it's only God who defines who you are. Not your mother or your father. It's God. So the Bible says, Moses, the mother could not hide Moses after 3 months. When you read Acts of Apostles chapter 7 from verse 20. The mother could not hide him any longer, and the father. You can't hide a baby of 3 months. They scream at night during the day. So the mother said, now enough is enough. Made a basket, put the baby in the basket, put the baby on River Nile, which has its source in Uganda. That's why Uganda, we have a prophecy that the church in Uganda, as River Nile flow out of Uganda, the church in Uganda, we are flowing to cover Africa with the gospel. Yes, Lord. And behold, now we are here in America, and we are going to Europe. We are going everywhere because God, the prophecy is, anointing of River Nile will flow. Even Jesus ended up in Egypt. In Africa. Hallelujah. So whenever there is a challenge in life, people came to Africa. Jesus was brought to Africa for rescue, for protection. And Moses was born in Africa. And the Bible talks about Moses. as he was floating on River Nile. I know, in my book, God Knows Your Number, I talk about that. How Moses, ordinarily, according to mother thinking, but extraordinarily, according to God. That's why I wrote the book, God Knows Your Number. They are there. Number two, teamwork. To bring forth a church without spot and wrinkle. And number three, on ego's wing. We belong to the ego club, not chicken. Hallelujah. So, here we go back to Moses. The prince of Egypt pick Moses and bring Moses up. Moses have all the privileges. Moses is eating with Pharaoh. Moses sit to dining with Pharaoh. What else does a man want? Moses' bed was big. When you read the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 7, from verse 20, it talks about Moses was trained in all wisdom and knowledge of Egypt. And he was excellent in speech. He was excellent according to man's level. And Egypt, Moses would have got a better job. Moses would have worked in the palace of Pharaoh because he was considered as Pharaoh's daughter's boy. Privileges. But the season changed. And the Bible says when Moses grew up, not growing up in the stature, because the book of Luke talks about Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom and in favor with God and man. First Samuel talks about, and Samuel grew in favor with man and with God. We better grow up not only in stature, to be tall. Hallelujah. We better grow spiritually. So when Moses grew up, he discovered, I don't belong to this level. This level looks better to man's eyes. But to God's spirit's eyes, it's not. Just Moses grew spiritually in hearing the voice of God. Moses grew in the perceiving his mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and sound mind. So now, Moses' sound mind, soundly, his mind grew, and he could communicate with God. That's why in Acts of Apostles chapter 7, in those verses following, the Bible talks about Moses thought that his people, the Jews, will understand that it is him God is going to use and using to bring them out of Egypt. But they never understood. Right there, you will see. They never understood. So when it is your season to grow above and beyond, people don't understand you. And some of you, the prophecy came from our prophet in the United Timor International, that it is our season to grow above and beyond. If you start to grow, some of your family members will not understand you. Some of your people will not understand you. The Jews never understood Moses. And that's why when he was trying to help them, somebody pushed him away and said, you get away from here. You want to kill me like you killed the other man yesterday? And then he said, who made you Lord and leader of us anyway? And Moses ran away for 40 years. You know the story. But what I want you to see here in verse 24 today is by faith when Moses grew up, the word came to Moses, It is time to go above and beyond. Leave the level of Egypt. If you don't leave some things, if Moses never left Egypt, Egypt wouldn't have bowed down to Moses. And Moses is God. You want Egypt to bow down before you? You want the gods of Egypt to bow down before you? You make some decisions. You discover early, I don't belong in ordinary. I belong in the extraordinary. It's you who make a decision. Say amen. So, and we rise up by faith. The word came, it's here. Season to be above and beyond. You grab it by faith. What is faith? The evidence of things not seen. You see it. Moses started to see himself. Though there is privileges here in Egypt, there is food, there is good bed, there is good honor, there is money's privileges, but I don't belong to this level. I belong to a level of God, which cannot be seen by natural eyes. It has to be seen by spiritual eyes. It's not, I belong to a level where people's words cannot affect me because my ears are in communication with God. I receive instructions from God. So when he grew up spiritually, he refused to be known. When you grow up, you refuse some things. There are things that we have adopted and we have to change and refuse them. And say, I'm not going to be part of this. He refused to be part of Egypt. If you want the devil to bow down before you, you refuse to be part of him. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. In the morning, you looked at Gideon. Why did the father's God bow down before Gideon? Gideon refused to be part of the daddy's God. And he said, I'm going to go where we belong, above and beyond. And the God of his father bowed down to Gideon. If Moses did not refuse the gods of Egypt and the lifestyle of Egypt, and he discovered it is my time to rise up above and beyond, Moses would not have made the Pharaoh of Egypt to bow down at the God of Moses. The God of Egypt, they would not be bowing down at the God of Moses. Why do we go and the witch doctors get saved? And they tell us, burn these temples, build a church for Jesus here. Because when we come, when I was growing up, I refused to be part of the gods of my family. And the gods they had given me, I put them on fire and I said, I don't belong to you gods. I belong to God Almighty. Therefore, wherever I go, the gods of witch doctors, the gods of the wizards, all the devil's plans and strategies, they bow down to me. Not me, my angel, Stephen. They bow to God who is in me. And you make a decision to live above, and because that's where God lives. Hallelujah. So the Bible says Moses refused Egypt. Verse 25, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. You choose, I don't belong to the ordinary. I am going to the extraordinary. I belong up here. With the eyes of man, they looked at Moses as a loser. Because when you look at what Moses abandoned and walked away, in human eyes, he looked a loser. There are some choices you make, and people will think you're a loser. But spiritually, you are rising above and beyond. I can imagine Moses' friends, the Egyptians, asking him, what's wrong with your head? Why are you going to join the slaves? Why are you joining the Jews? You have all the privileges here. You are a prince of Egypt. Your mother is a princess. You have all the privileges. And he said, no, I refuse to be part of Egypt. Egypt's level must be under my feet. I am going to God's level. Find God's level this week in this conference and pursue that. Say amen. It's you. It's you to make that decision. The word has already come. I can imagine the word came to Moses. A season to go above and beyond Moses. What? Moses, you were not born to be on a level of Egypt. You were born so Egypt can bow down before you. Moses, this is season. Rise up, go above. But, Moses, listen to me. It's time to go above. These gods of Egypt will bow before you. Once you take me on, the gods of Egypt will bow. Because Moses, you and me, we are going to make a dangerous team. I taught here before, you plus the Holy Spirit makes a dangerous team. So Moses was in communication with God. Moses, partner with me. In the morning I was teaching, God is looking for partners. God is looking for co-workers. God is looking for people he can work with so he can show himself powerful. So when he came to Egypt among the Jews, he was walking around and he found Moses. And he said, Moses, this is time to live above and beyond. The mother of Egypt, the mother of Moses, the biological mother of Egypt, what do you think was going on in her mind? What's wrong with you, my son? You are comfortable in the palace. The princess of Egypt said, what's wrong with you, son? Whatever is of Egypt belongs to you. And he said, no! I am in touch with God. And God has said, it's season to go beyond and above, above and beyond. So he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time. The world lies to us. Its pleasures are temporary. And Moses made the right decision. And he made the right choice. And if we are going to live above and beyond, it's your season to make the right choice. Say amen. So the Bible says, he regarded disgrace. You see, when you are going above and beyond, there are people who will mock you. People who will not understand you. Even if you're a pastor, you make some decisions. We are not going to go like this now. We are going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead. Things are going to be different. Holy Spirit, come, take control. Holy Spirit, what are you saying? Now, some people, they don't want to wait for the Holy Spirit. They want the program. They want things as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. They want man's program. God's idea is powerful. But many people will go with man's idea. Man's good idea don't change the world. God's idea changed the world. So the Bible says he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ. Here, Moses, we had never heard about Christ. But see, the scripture says Moses saw the invisible God. He saw Christ. He saw Christ. Read your Bible. Verse 26. Moses to refuse Egypt and Egypt's owner. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ, the anointing. Christ is anointed one. So he went for the anointing. Say, I am going for anointing. Anointing is the only one that will take you above and beyond. What makes us different is the presence of God. Without the presence of God, we are ordinary. We are nothing. You take anointing from this man, I'll run very fast to go hide back there. The only what I have here is the presence of God. Is the anointing. It's that's the only one that keeps me above and beyond. Just add. So Moses said, Egypt, stay away from me. I am going where God belongs, where God lives. I'm going to God's level, above and beyond. So he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value. We must regard anointing as of greater value. Anointing is what takes us above. Tomorrow I'll teach you about if you lose anointing, what happens, and why the church have failed to go above and beyond. Hallelujah. It's because you disregard anointing. Once you disregard anointing, even if you have been up here, above and beyond, and you disregard anointing, you'll come automatically down. I'll teach that tomorrow. Hallelujah. And so, here we see, for the sake of Christ, as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. I want you to read verse 27, and then we'll move to Exodus chapter 33, where I will conclude. Verse 27 in Hebrews 11, verse 27. By faith, these things are coming to pass by faith. By faith, Moses left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. Why? He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Invisible. When you live above and beyond, you see the invisible God. Moses started early to see the invisible God. He denied Egypt life, Egypt level. He was seeing the invisible God. He was in touch with the invisible God. He was hearing the voice of invisible God. He was perceiving, receiving information. Moses, yes, God, it is time to go above and beyond. Now the word has come. Are you hearing? Oh, it is another conference. Hallelujah. Because it can be another conference. Oh, okay. Another conference with a wonderful theme. Above and beyond. And then you go and live as you've been living. And then God will speak through the prophecy here, another theme. And then you come. And then you remain the same. Hallelujah. Don't remain the same. When God spoke to Moses, it is time to go above and beyond. He said, Egypt, behind me. I'm pursuing God. What God? The invisible God. I see him, you don't see him. I'm going there by faith. And he went above and beyond. And he dwelt there. You know the story of the burning bush. When he met God again, God told him, go back to Egypt. I've heard the cries of my people. God is hearing the cries of so many people. That's why he's calling each one of us. There is a place God wants you to go. Say amen. There is something God wants you to do. There is a work God wants you to get involved into. The whole thing is about winning the souls. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 15. Whoever believes, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is Romans 10, verse 13. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 14. How can they believe without a preacher? How can they preach unless they are sent? How can they go to preach? So that means each one of us, we must be involved in winning souls. Say amen. Either you go or you send. Hallelujah. Some of us pray for the harvest and for the harvesters. Others, we send them. We give them the tools. We give them the money. We involve ourselves in ministry, in winning the lost. Either you give them the money to go, you pray for them to go, if you are not going, or you go. Say amen. Because God's mission is to win the lost. The Bible says in Proverbs, he who wins souls is wise. So we must be wise and wake up and live above and beyond. Get involved into reaching the lost. Winning souls. Either you go or you pray for the harvest and the harvesters, or you send them. He concluded with a verse 15. Romans 10 verse 15. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who are involved into ministry, missions. Either you are praying for the harvest or harvesters, or you are sending them with material or with your money. Hallelujah. Either you go or you send. And then he said, how beautiful are the feet of those who are involved in interceding for the harvest, or interceding for the harvesters, or sending the harvesters, or going. They have beautiful feet. They have beautiful feet. If you are not involved in the ministry of reaching the lost, you have stinking feet. Check. Hallelujah. So when God is calling upon us to live above and beyond, it is all about winning the lost. Why did God raise Moses? Because he wanted to win those who are in bondage, to rescue, to set free those who are in bondage of Egypt. God is raising the church because he wants us to be the rescuers. 911. There's no time. When somebody say 911, the house is on fire, they don't say, okay, what side of your house? Is it really the fire reaching the roof, or it is still down in the kitchen? No. You rise up and you move. Above and whatever the cost. So Moses left Egypt, and Moses developed a personal relationship with God. I told you in the morning that there is a difference between Moses and the other Jews. Open with me Exodus chapter 33. Let's read from verse 7. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp. some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrance to their tent, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went to the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance where the Lord spoke with Moses. Verse 10. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance of his tent. Verse 11. The Lord would speak to Moses face to that is now Moses was living at the level of above and beyond. Talking with God face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his younger aide, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses, he could get down, but Joshua remained above in the presence of God, because Joshua was looking ahead. He wanted to be living above and beyond as a younger man. Verse 14. The Lord said to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to God, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. You are following? Verse 16, very important. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? Another part which is important. What else will distinguish me and your people from all other people on the face of the earth? What distinguishes you that you are living above and beyond is called the presence of God. And that's what Moses wanted. The presence of God. What else will distinguish me and your people from other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said, I'll be with you. Hallelujah. And so, I just want you to see that Moses, when he left Egypt, he learned one thing, prayer. Say prayer. Prayer. God is looking for people who can go deeper in intimacy with him. When you develop intimacy with God, automatically you go and rise up above and beyond. Because you leave the ordinary and you go to the extraordinary. God does not live in the ordinary. God lives in the extraordinaries. God does not live in the natural. He lives in the supernatural. How did Moses acquire that supernatural level? Spending time with God. Praying, fasting, meditating on God's word and God's ways. Moses knew the ways of God. But the Jews knew the miracles. So they lived, though they left Egypt, Egypt never departed from them. So you can be in church, but you are just there. Like they left Egypt, but Egypt came out with them. So they were always fearful, scared, grumbling, complaining, unhappy. And that's the level God is calling us to get away from. Say amen. What made Moses different? He lived above and beyond.
How did he acquire that?
Prayer.
Build an altar. Make an altar for you and God, where you and God meet. Hallelujah. Can you come? Yeah. I need two chairs here. Two chairs. Bring two chairs for me. Put them up there. I want to conclude. Put two chairs over there. You wait. Okay. You sit there. You go. Now, this is Moses. The Bible says, whenever Moses went to meet at the altar, to meet with, because Moses wanted to go above and, so he established an altar where he can spend time with God. Immediately he came. Now you come down. Go up. God also said it's time to go for a meeting. Sit. And they both sat. Moses and God. Do you have that time? You and God? Because whenever you come up, it's you to establish a time, you and God. Not on Sunday service. When do you talk to God? We go on church service. What do you do the rest of the week? Oh, I watch soccer. I watch football. Oh, I do this. I'm so busy the whole week. I only give God 1 hour on Sunday. And the preacher better preach quickly because I have already made appointment at the restaurant. I'll be having lunch at such a time. No, you will never be in the supernatural. You will never be above and beyond. People, to live above and beyond, you develop relationship with God. You spend time with God. Immediately Moses came for prayer, God showed up, and they started the conversation. Talking. Planning. We are better together. You are very better with God together. You can change the world when you walk with God. Say amen. Amen. So, Moses and God. And you younger people, you better tell the younger people, me, you see me now traveling. Why do I travel? Because the last 30 years, I've been training my younger men and women. I was the chairman of the organization I launched 30 years ago. But the time came, now my spiritual sons are the chairman. They are pastoring, they are leading. Now I'm traveling, teaching and training and equipping people. Waking them up. So we need younger people. Oscar, you come. So this is a Joshua. Hallelujah. You see, we can be small but dangerous. We can be short but dangerous. Hallelujah. We might not have American height, but when we have the power of the Holy Spirit, oh! Yeah. So what does the Bible say? Joshua also remained here. The Bible says Moses remained there. So Moses, always when he was with God, Joshua was close, watching. Where are your youth? Where are your children who will inherit? Who will take on the work when you are done? We just read. Moses is talking with God. Joshua is here. And whenever Moses finished talking with God, No, he went home. You go. Moses, Joshua remained with God. Building relationship with God. Moses taught by example. Immediately Joshua, Moses was told, go climb the mountain. You will not inherit, you will not go into the land. Who will go? Moses. I mean, Joshua will take my people above and beyond. Hallelujah. So that's what we need to know. We teach our younger people what to do by example. And the Bible says, thank you. Let us appreciate them. So, I conclude with this. Moses lived by example. He led by example. How to build the altar. How to pray. I'm the chancellor of our Bible college. I wake up around 4:15, 4:30 to pray. And I have my pastor friend for 15, almost 17 years. We've been waking up each other. But now in the Bible college, I tell these younger people who come to our Bible college, they want to be world changers. They want to do what God has been using me to do. I tell them, me, I'm up in prayer at the church by 4:15, 4:40, 4:30. But you by 5, you come. Some of them say, oh no, pastor, don't you know we are college students? You don't tell us what to do. And I said, you will never be a world changer if you don't have relationship with the owner of the world. You will never be part of what God does if you don't develop intimacy with God. You'll always live in the natural. God does not dwell in the natural. He dwells in the super. You can graduate from the Bible college with a degree with honor, diploma with honor, certificate with honor, without the presence of God. You are taking a paper. You can leave this conference and as another conference, or you can leave this conference as a conference that has changed your life. And when you go, start to develop personal relationship, intimacy with God. God will start to talk to you. God will start to instruct you what to do when you are on the new level above and beyond. What to do. That's why Moses was always performing miracles. Hallelujah. Because he was in tune with God. And when Moses was gone, Joshua came. What made a difference in Joshua? Joshua learned that to live above and beyond, I need to spend time with God. That's why the book of Joshua chapter 1 says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, rise up. That means Moses now is up here with God at the altar praying. You need to be in prayer. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 says, he who pray in tongues speaks mysteries with God, in conversation with God. Verse 4, he who pray in tongues build himself. You build your faith. You charge yourself. You charge. Many of us, the believers, our spiritual batteries are dead. So when God calls you, hello, I want to talk to you, or the number you are calling is not available. The battery is dead. So how are you going to charge yourself to make sure you are spiritually alert and your batteries, spiritual batteries, are on? Build yourself up praying in the Spirit. What does Jude verse 20 says? Friends, building your most high faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit. You pray in tongues. You charge yourself. You edify yourself. When you pray in the Spirit every day, in the morning, in the noontime, pray in the Spirit when you are vacuuming the house, pray in tongues when you are cooking, pray in tongues. You ladies, you cook, you people who are cooking, when you are cooking, I'm praying. People will eat your food and say, what seasons did you use? What ingredient? Because you've cooked in the Spirit. When you are walking, pray in tongues. When you are driving, pray in tongues. We are Pentecostal people. Aren't we? Are we? When they believe us, immediately they believed, what did they receive? Power of the Holy Spirit. Why did Saul's ministry fail? Because he was a religious radical. But when he met Jesus and Jesus gave him a fivefold ministry, told him, go, pray. He prayed for 3 days and fasting, and he saw a vision. He saw Ananias. Ananias came, laid hands on him, and Paul received back his sight, received the Holy Spirit, and spoke in tongues. The man spoke in tongues, that he was arrogant and proud, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13, 14 there, he said, I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. Now, Saul, who became Paul, is already dead. Why don't you start to pray in tongues more than Paul? And the more Paul received and prayed in the Spirit, the more revelation God gave him. That's why he was able to write the book of Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and all that, because he was praying in the Spirit. Father, I thank you. That through your servant, you spoke to us. He blew a trumpet that it's time to leave the ordinary, to go above and beyond. I pray that you open our spiritual eyes to see what you want us to see. Open our spiritual ears to hear what you want us to hear. Give us spiritual sound mind to perceive and to receive what you want to receive, what you want us to understand and to be part of. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
That was awesome. We are going to take a short break here, and then we're going to start the main service here, probably 10 minutes. So if you want to go to the bathroom, get something to drink, and then we can get set up with the worship team and everything. So thank you, and we expect God to do amazing things.
Right.